running mate. An impressive NASDAQ debut for Trump Media and Tech Group. Shares jumped 16% on the first day of trading under the ticker symbol DJT. More details at srnnews.com.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-391-8718 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-391-8718. That's 800-391-8718. Again, 800-391-8718.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather news is getting better and better over the next several days, especially as we approach the Easter weekend. Lots of sunshine today. I've got us around 74 for the high temperature. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight, overnight low 48. Tomorrow's high up to about 69, lots of sun. And then for Easter weekend, Good Friday, high in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday, and sunshine for several days in a row. A great forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Plans for the new Capitol Heights Middle School have been released. The state-of-the-art campus was originally priced at around $37 million, but MPS has raised the cost of the project to just over $60 million. Construction for the new school is expected to be completed by 2026. Retired Judge William Shashi has been chosen to fill in for Montgomery Circuit Court Judge Johnny Hardwick, who is recovering from severe injuries. Judge Hardwick was stabbed and shot by his son, Kalfani Hardwick, in February. There have been no recent updates on Judge Hardwick's condition or status. The apartment complex that was the scene of a Saturday night rampage in which a gunman fired more than 100 rounds was already being sued by the city for neglecting its tenants. Quentin Harris was killed in the weekend shooting at Woodley Oaks Apartments. Three other men were also shot. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Allison Sinclair is with me. Sky's here. Big Dave, Jeeves, Petroff, everybody making sure that we can broadcast to over half of the people in the state of Alabama. And we appreciate you listening and being a part of the show. Al, how are you?
I'm stretching.
You're like doing morning radio aerobics.
I'm ready to go.
Are you? You fired up? You got a list? Or are you just totally unprepared?
No, I got a list. The list is in my head. So it's an ish.
That doesn't count
list.
As a list. That's more like my list.
It's. Am I becoming Scott?
You are. A little bit at a time.
We're the same color t-shirts today. Yeah. It's just bad.
It's really bad. It's really, really bad. I don't know what it means, but it's bad. It is bad. So what do you want to go with? Alabama issues? National issues?
I got Alabama issue. I have the House District 10 race.
Okay. Where is that? Who is that?
That's up in Madison County.
Okay. Why do we care?
We care because the Democrats just flipped it. It was a special election and the Democrats
took a Republican seat.
Yes.
Really?
So you got two options.
Okay.
Either the place is going blue and the liberals are taking over.
It is Huntsville. And Huntsville is experiencing an influx of people who are paid by the government, and that will make you blue.
And we want the FBI there too. Let's just keep going. So either Huntsville's turning blue, or
Huntsville downtown. Is it the downtown area?
I need to look it up. Or yeah. They stole it.
Or they actually got their people to go vote, and our people act like it didn't matter because Republicans always win. And we don't bother to go. How's that?
That's the third option. I kind of was rolling that into the first option.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, I think this is significant. I think this is a moment. I don't know if it's like the tides are turning.
Alabama's going back the other way.
But I think this is significant and a wake-up call to the Republican Party. Now, Marilyn Lands is, I think that's her name. Marilyn? Okay.
Yes, Marilyn.
Marilyn. Mm-hmm. Like, she campaigned on a very far left platform and use this whole IVF, pro-life, anti-abortion stance that they say the Republicans are taking on as one of her big selling points.
That she's for abortions and killing babies and all that kind of stuff. And well, maybe we already lost the country. Because if we've lost the United States because... if abortion is so loved that people will vote with vigor to make sure that people can have abortions, isn't the country already lost? And we're just in the throes of death as a people if we've gone that far?
I guess sometimes I like to...
Because what else are we going to agree on? Let's look at it that way.
Okay.
If we have people who believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that they have a government-given right, because their rights don't come from God, a government-given right to kill unborn children, then what else are we going to agree on? We're going to agree on tax policy? Are we going to agree on what the laws should be? Are we going to agree on what punishment for criminals would be? Are we going to agree on the legalization of drugs? Are we going to agree on traditional marriage, traditional families? Are we going to agree on who's responsible for the children, us or the government? Are we going to agree on what books should be allowed in the libraries? Are we going to agree on the curriculum at the schools? What exactly do we agree on with the folks who are fervent? Not just like, I don't care, but fervent that abortion is their, if it's not their number one issue, it's got to be their top two or three.
So what you're asserting is that that one point of their worldview really tells you everything you need to know about the rest of their goals and their world.
Yeah, because their philosophy cannot be grounded on truth.
Right.
So they will be able to move and swerve and slide over to this side or that side or whatever without any principled stands on issues. It will all depend on whatever the prevailing winds of that day are. And then if that is the case, we have nothing in common with them.
I think,
Once you're to one of those places, I don't know how we agree. I don't know how we're both Americans. I don't know how we both have the same worldview. And to take it a step further, I have no intention, and I hope my children are never forced to, fight for their quote-unquote Democrat ideals. How do I convince the warrior class,
right,
the young men and women of America who believe in honor, God, duty, country? How do I tell them, okay, you go risk your life for that worldview over there?
Okay.
That is opposed to everything you believe in. Because they're not even going to, other than at the ballot box, they're not going to hardly fight for that worldview. They're not going to fight for the United States. They hate the United States. So what would we be fighting for if we were defending them? Because it's that cockamamie thing of, well, I don't believe the same as you do, but I'll die for your right to say it. That was a brainwashing thing for us.
Yeah.
That was a brainwashing thing for, hey, all you red state, God-fearing Christian people, go fight and die for our freaking Babylon worldview. You got me worked up already on a Wednesday.
I just was stretching. And now we're here. But I mean, I think, so I have two questions. One is, with all that's wrong with America right now, mm-hmm, it's still one of the best countries in the world. So are we still fighting? Would we be fighting maybe for the chance to save what we've started? And then my other question is, if you say we've lost America, the country is lost.
I'm just asking if we are.
Okay. What about, I don't have much faith in recovering America as we have known it. Mm-hmm. But I still have some faith in the state of Alabama.
No, I agree. House District 10, by the way, covers the city of Madison, parts of Huntsville, and rural county areas surrounding Madison. So this is Madison's election. And she won 60-40.
Yeah.
3,000, so maybe more than that. 3,715 votes to 2,236 votes. And you're telling me she went all in.
She went all in.
Leftist.
Now, I don't know anything about the Republican candidate.
Okay.
I don't know. He may have been a terrible candidate. I don't know. But regardless, that 60-40.
Yeah, at least.
At least. That's normally what it is, just flipped across the state.
Right.
So what's happening? And regardless, wake up, Republican Party, because this is going to happen in District 2. Montgomery people, mm-hmm. you've got basically a 51-49 split in that congressional district.
Right.
If you don't get more than 20% of your Republican voters out, mm-hmm. because the Democrats are going to be fired up. The Democrats are going to show up because this is their chance. Mm-hmm. If the Republican Party cannot get more than 20%, 23%, you will lose.
Right. And the district was created to elect a Democrat.
Do you think a Republican can win?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But what has to happen?
Republicans actually have to go and vote.
It's a numbers game.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
It's a numbers game.
And they gave them a district to win, to send another Democrat to the United States House of Representatives. And if normal Republicans don't stand up and say, hey, we're not doing this, that will be another Democrat seat.
What is your feeling for how that race is going? I sense a momentum shift, and I'm curious if you have thoughts.
For Democrats in general?
No, the Republican side.
Oh, no, in the Republican primary, my feeling is that, and I'm going to say her name wrong.
Lord have mercy. Caroline.
Pixie Dobson is gaining some momentum in that race.
That's how I feel. And I
mostly after being on this program.
Well, I don't know if we can attribute it to
That's
us.
That's the way the national media does. It was very soon after appearing on 60 Minutes that the momentum shifted in that race, blah, blah, blah. So,
well, she's picking up some endorsements, and she just put out her first TV ad. And I sense, you know, Dick Brubaker has been in politics for a long time. He's been around. He has huge name recognition.
He does.
But he's going to have to get out there and fight, because I don't think this is just a walk away. And I would have said maybe a few weeks ago that he was just going to walk away with it. I just don't feel that anymore. Yeah.
I think she has a chance. It'll be an interesting race, and then whoever wins that will have a heck of a race against the Democrats.
Did you see the Democrat Party chair came out in support of Shamari? Is it Shamari Figures?
The party chair came out?
I mean, I need you to correct me if that's wrong, but I feel like the party came out in support of Figures as opposed to Anthony Daniels in that race. Now, I could be making that up, but in my head, and I'm like, how is that legal?
It's not illegal.
Well, no, but I mean, like, the Republican Party, you can't get involved in primaries as the John Wall's not going to pick a primary candidate and come out and publicly say it.
Right.
But I thought that was interesting.
I did not see that.
Okay, I'm going to go back and look for it during the break.
It wouldn't surprise me, though, in Alabama, especially, I mean, Vivian Figures has been a stalwart in Democrat politics forever.
Yeah.
And that's her son. It's funny, though, how many of these, especially on the Democrat side, I mean, it's bad enough on the Republican side, but the Democrat side, these are family events. You got Joe Reed and his kids, and you got Figures' family, and it's like, no, we'll just pass it on. It's like nobility in some way.
No, you're right. It is. We don't really have that.
Well, we had the Bushes.
I'm talking about on a state level.
Let's see.
Pehupa.
Perry's daddy was a judge. I don't don't think he was in the legislature, but that's kind of a family thing. But I can't think of one.
Yeah.
But I'm sure. But it's amazing how these kids grow up and then they're the next person in line to lead the... Because no one else is qualified.
I actually like Anthony Daniels. Like, he's a fairly... I mean, I don't agree with any of his policy usually.
Right.
But, I mean, he's a fairly... We interviewed him. Well, you didn't go to the State House with us when we did the show from Will Ainsworth's office. He came in and...
Yeah, I remember him. I mean, I was on the trying to make the system work on the other side.
No, you were. I didn't know if you remember.
I did not remember. I didn't remember talking to him. So he's the underdog.
Why do you look like that?
I'm just saying he's the underdog. Because my brain was resting. I was going to say the dark horse in the race, and then I thought somebody would be like, that is not appropriate. And I'm like, for the love. You can't use English anymore in this country. We got to take a break. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, Horny Goat Weed, and more. Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at Healthwise Foods, family owned for over 36 years. Healthwise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. We appreciate 1819 News and what they do for us. Go check out 1819news.com. And if you do, you will get up to speed on what is going on around the state of Alabama and this story that Allison had brought up earlier.
But I lied about.
Well, you just were.
I didn't mean to.
Well, I mean, the difference in the Alabama Democratic Party and the Alabama Democratic Conference is very small.
But I don't ever want to misrepresent. I didn't mean to.
No, it was fine.
Okay.
So it was the Alabama Democratic Conference led by their chairman, Joe Reed, that announced their support. And the article does say announces party support for Shamari Figures. So it's easy to get that confused. Maybe people who wrote the article also might have got that confused, because the Alabama Democratic Conference is not the Alabama Democratic Party. But it is a big, big, big part of the Alabama Democratic Party.
It's a semantics game.
Yes. So old political family Reed announces support for old political family Figures.
Stephen Reed's daddy, Joe Reed, who just tried, you reminded me of this, just tried to get Figures and Daniels kicked off the ballot.
Yeah, that was a story by Bradley Cox back from the third day of March of 2024.
Okay. Gosh, that was a quick turnaround.
Joe Reed demands that they be kicked off the party ballots, and then 22 days later, give or take a day or two, then they're supporting Shamari Figures for Congress. Now, if I was Daniels, I would be like, what the heck? Daniels is a...
He's the minority leader.
He's the minority leader in the House or the Senate?
The House.
In the House, in Alabama. And they're just like, you don't matter.
So why is that?
Because I don't think Daniels is old Democrat family.
Okay.
That's just my guess. I mean,
he's not in the royalty.
He's not in royalty. Yes.
Okay.
I think this. I mean, somebody else will have to give me another reason.
Sky, you're in Montgomery. Do you keep up with that side of the aisle at all?
Not unless it's absolutely necessary.
Okay.
I mean, Daniels does. It's the same old game down here. You know.
And maybe the problem is Daniels does seem reasonable. I don't know. I don't know Shamari Figures.
Well, if Joe Reed's against him, he's got to have something going on.
You might have to be for him.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Anthony on Joey's show recently? Were you there when I think he came in.
I didn't hear the interview. I know he was scheduled, but
okay. Yeah, maybe our listeners can go back and find that and listen. He's, I mean, I, from what I know of Daniels, he seems like a pretty level-headed Democrat.
There you go.
Which is saying something.
Well, that may be why he's not the chosen one for the Democrat Party. So you can't be level-headed anymore. You got to be.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything about Shamari Figures either. I do know that his mom was wanting to file a bill to repeal the constitutional protections of unborn children and add the right to an abortion. But, hey.
I got another question. Mm-hmm. So Marilyn Lanz.
Yes.
Is a white liberal female.
What was the acronym from yesterday?
Awful.
What did it stand for, though?
America.
Something. What does awful stand for, Sky?
I'm working on it.
I don't know. Just awful. It doesn't matter.
There's a lot of possibilities to work with there, but I want to make sure I give you the correct one.
Affluent white female liberal.
That works.
Okay, yeah. Well, Marilyn Lanz is awful.
Okay.
Is an awful.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think, are there any white Democrat House members? I think there might be one.
I don't know.
Wait, I need to do some research on that.
I know that Beasley used to be the only white Democrat. No, that's not true. That was from that part of the state. Are there any white Democrat senators left?
I don't think so. I think they're all gone. And we used to call it the Black Caucus. Now we can't do that because Kenneth Pascal is now a Republican.
Right. But that's okay.
Black.
But they just won't let him in the Black Caucus. So they still have a Black Caucus.
Do they still call it?
Well, they do in Washington.
No, but I mean in Montgomery.
Oh, I don't remember if they ever actually had one of those in Montgomery.
Well, so I'm wondering how the Democrats in the House, mm-hmm. I think they are all Black Democrats, will accept having an awful.
An awful. Probably gladly.
You think so?
Yeah. Because it says liberal on the end.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about being liberal.
Okay.
Well, are you liberal enough for them?
That's good. It's the way it should be.
I really want to get to the bottom of this special election. And my guess is Democrats turned out the vote.
You don't think it's...
No, I mean, who knew there was an election yesterday? Who would keep up with having an election yesterday? Who would remember there was a special election?
Nothing else on the ballot to bring people out, so...
Yeah, and here's the thing. Okay, here's the big question for Alabama Republicans. What would make me go, by golly, I've got to go and make sure we elect a Republican in Alabama?
Because we just take it for granted?
Because the Republicans in Alabama are doing so good. Look at the news articles.
Mm.
I mean, half the conservative things that they're all rolling out to say, hey, I've got this conservative thing, I've got that conservative thing, is to make up for the fact that they messed up IVF. The gambling seems to be the most important thing. They messed up the legalization of marijuana thing. Mm. They, you know, big for gas taxes. All they can talk about is widening highways from one end of the state to the other. Like, that's the most important thing.
Got that pharmacy tax bill.
They got the pharmacy tax rolling on. Good. So people are like, what am I doing?
Wait a second. That was a great list. I'm going to have to go back and listen to what you just said and write it all down.
Because I won't remember to do it
No,
again.
But that was good.
Well, thank you.
Way off the top of your head. That was good because that list does not sound very conservative Republican.
No, it doesn't. And it doesn't make people go, that's my guys, that's my team. In Alabama, they're beginning, and we had such an opportunity. Not even beginning. They're well on their way to making us feel about them the same way we feel about the Republicans in Washington, D.C.
That's not good. No. I don't want to feel about them the way I feel about...
I mean, think of Republican leadership in Alabama, in the House and the Senate. Now, sitting around the dining room table, they probably agree with me and you. But what they won't pass does not agree with me and you.
Eric the Duck, call back.
We'll get him up first. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Get away this spring with friends to have some fun and entertainment as you sail into the sunset on the Harriet 2 Getaway Cruise. Every Saturday evening this spring, the Harriet 2 sets sail up the river at 5 p.m. with live entertainment, tasty concessions, and bar specials. It's a magical time of the day with nature's beautiful scenery on the river and stunning sunset views. When the boat returns, the city's nightlife is waiting for you to explore. Book your getaway cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather news is getting better and better over the next several days, especially as we approach the Easter weekend. Lots of sunshine today. I've got us around 74 for the high temperature. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow's high up to about 69. Lots of sun. And then for Easter weekend, Good Friday, high in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday, and sunshine for several days in a row. A great forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
We get Montgomery
talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. What were we talking about?
I don't even know because I started...
Well, we can move on to a new topic. I did bring that little toy, though. It seems to work.
No, hold on. Wait, we were in a good conversation, Sky. What were we
you
talking about?
You were finishing
about?
It with you were going to go back and read the list of things that I had said that the Alabama
Republican...
Oh,
you just want me to say again...
All the vote Republican in the great state.
No, this is what Scott is getting at. Scott, that was a great list.
Thank you
were so smart.
Much.
That came off the top of your head so eloquently and quickly. Mm-hmm. You were just brilliant. And I'm going to go back and listen and write it down.
You helped, Allison. You helped.
I helped.
You asked the right question.
I helped.
That's the way you get the right answer.
Well, I would be impressed with myself if I could remember any of those things that I said, but I cannot. So, you know, I'm back to my normal self. Let's go out to Stan. Stan, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, Scott. Allison, how are you?
Good morning.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to bring you up to date on a problem that's happening in the state that's going unaddressed, or at least there's not any news coverage on it, but it's a major problem. We have a lock and dam system. It is in the Demopolis area.
Try to keep the profanities down, Stan. You're pastor.
Okay, well, I promise I will not say lock ever again.
I don't know why that makes me laugh. It just does.
But the problem is all of the coal that is mined in Alabama flows through that river system and goes through that lock and dam system in Demopolis.
Okay.
And last year, it was supposed to be down for 2 weeks for maintenance, which is normal. But mysteriously, that maintenance was postponed. And then there was an, quote, accident at that lock. And a mysterious event took place, which closed the entire system down. Now, none of our coal that's being mined in Alabama can flow to the state docks in Mobile. We do not have the truck capacity to keep up with the demand. We don't have the train capacity any longer to ship coal to Mobile to keep up with the demand. And the only avenue we have to get our coal to any port is to ship it up to the Missouri-Mississippi River system, which is costing millions of dollars. And the state of Alabama coal industry is losing millions of dollars every week. The Biden administration is dragging their feet. Weeks have turned into months because they want to shut down coal. That's their agenda. They want to shut down coal. So I started getting very suspicious about this last week and started calling all of our congressmen's offices that have anything to do with this river system or the coal industry, and none of them would admit they knew anything about it. So 4th District, 6th District, 1st District, 2nd District, they didn't know 7th District. They didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, and I guess if people from the coal industry didn't call them, they wouldn't know. I'm looking at a Demopolis Times, at least the little brief headline. Demopolis Lock and Dam, or Lock Dam, potentially closed until mid-May. It has been closed since January the 16th.
Millions of dollars every week are losing in business. Now, the... So no one is putting pressure on the Biden administration to repair this. The Army Corps of Engineers should have had this finished in January. They're not even close. and they're not giving a timeline that's a legitimate date to test the system, to reopen. We've got the rivers jammed with barges full of coal. And all of our coal producers, they're losing money. And some of them may actually go out of business.
Which would be what the Biden administration would be fine with, them going out of business. Hey, I got an idea. Let's just truck it or train it right over to what few coal-burning power plants we have and burn our own coal. And when they say, oh, it's got too much sulfur, oh, it's just blah, 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 we'll go, dude, then fix the dam. Fix the dang dam.
Dadgummit.
Well, I'm with you. And this brings me to another point of...
hey, wait, Stan, can I ask you a science question? A science-y question?
You sure can.
So we can't burn our coal in Alabama because it's going to cause global warming. Global, meaning worldwide warming. But we can take our coal and ship it to somewhere else, and they can burn it, and that won't cause global warming.
And the emissions to get it there doesn't
affect anything.
Climate change.
That's a very good point, Allison. I didn't even think about that.
Yes, thank you. Say that again.
That's a very good point, Allison.
Smart. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense.
I just wanted to know.
And your analysis is absolutely correct. That's the most asinine statement that any government official could ever make. There is no reason why we can't burn our own coal or oil or gas. Mm-hmm. And here is a constitutional point I'd like to make. There is nothing in the United States Constitution that forbids a state from mining their own products and selling it within the state. When you start to export it, then the federal government gets involved. So I would like to see a governor with a backbone and a House and Senate with a backbone and say, we're going to mine our own coal, oil, and natural gas, and we're going to use it right here in Alabama, and we're going to be energy independent, and the rest of the states can go take a flying leap. We're going to take care of Alabama first. And I would like to see the federal government challenge that, because there's no amendment or clause in the Constitution.
Oh, I agree. In the original Constitution, you're absolutely right. But won't they roll out the whole interstate commerce? You can't grow your own wheat because it'll affect the price of wheat in other states. Won't they roll that one out, the little court ruling?
Well, see, that's the whole point. If it's interstate commerce, yes. But we're going to grow it here. We're going to use it here. We're not going to sell it anywhere else. We're going to mine it in Alabama and burn it in Alabama, and we're not selling it to Mississippi or Tennessee or Georgia.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm just trying to remember what that famous court case was where the guy was growing his own wheat, and he wasn't even selling it somewhere else. It was cockamamie. I'll try to find it for you. I want to say it's like Wickard and Filburn, but that just doesn't sound right.
Okay. Well, and one final thing about the election that was in Huntsville yesterday. Scott, you and I have talked about this before. There is a major influx of people moving into the Huntsville area from various states.
Yes.
They were wanting to put Space Command there. I'm totally against Space Command being there. They want to put 4,000 FBI agents there. I'm totally against that, because what it's going to do is going to bring all these liberal thinking people from liberal northern states into the Huntsville Limestone County area, and it's going to saturate that place, and we're going to lose a House of Representatives seat, and we're going to start losing state House and Senate seats because the liberal Democrats are moving to Huntsville, Madison County, Limestone County, and we think it's all great for job growth. It's not great. It is diluting the Alabama value that we have.
Yeah, but I can make money today, Stan. I don't care about my kids and grandkids. I need to make my money today on apartments and houses and retail, and I really don't care about y'all in the future. I need to make my money today.
And that's exactly what's going on.
You got it. Stan, I appreciate you, brother. Keep us updated.
All right. Have a great
Dang
day.
Them dams.
He also said asinine.
Oh, we'll be back.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
David Little, Tucker Pecan, and things are happening at Tucker that's going to surprise you. They're moving. Here's David to tell you more.
Yeah, Bubba, we are. We're moving. We've been out here since 1952, and it was time to make a change, and we're making a change, and it will be for the better. We're going to move to 135 Mulberry Street. We're going to have our store over there. Our kitchen's going to be in the back. It's going to be a great opportunity for us, and we're going to have all the great gifts we have, and we're going to do the mail order like we've always done. But we're just moving to an area where it has other shops like us, which will be good for us. And, you know, it makes it easier for people to come shop. And they can just jump off the interstate right there on Mulberry, take a left, go about a mile up, we're on the left. So that's what we're doing. We're going to have the same great candies and gifts and all that, but in a different location. And we're starting to move, and hopefully we will be moved and out, everything done by the end of the month. So starting in March, we will be at 135 Mulberry Street. So y'all just come see us now.
Lovers, is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving. So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back in, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Let's go out to a couple of phone calls, and then we will get to the very exciting. I had another word in my mind, but I don't know if it's appropriate. Wickard versus Filburn case. that no one, I mean, look, it that does sound nerdy.
Significant,
but,
no.
But when you read, you listen to the little video, it is disturbing, is it not?
I think this is continuing education with Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
You should have seen Allison's face. Because she was like,
They did not teach me that in school.
What the dump truck is this
or
crap?
I was not paying attention.
They wouldn't teach you this at the Yankee schools you went to.
Asinine.
It was. Let's go to Sam from Pike County. Sam, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Absolutely. I feel welcomed. Yeah, man. I wanted to call in first thing off this morning. Oh, come on. You and Ashley got me laughing. I wanted to call in first thing off this morning. I love this subject. And the reason I called in, it's good for business. I'm so happy. I tell you what, I'm so proud that the election went the way it did. There's not enough Democrats saved. That's the point I'm making. I believe that there's a serious lack of competition. And I hate it, just bring it on, man. Okay, Scott, what I'm mumbling about, I remember a few years ago, you know, I pick at Joy and whatnot. We have a good time. But I remember there was some young gentleman called in. He was the leader of the Alabama, their local Republican Party. And it was the week Nancy Worley died. She was laying on her deathbed. And I asked this guy, did he even know? Well, was he going to send her flowers? And he pretended like he didn't even know who Nancy Worley was. And I was like, uh-oh. Man, that, her and Joe Reed are partly responsible for us having this one party thing we got in Alabama, in my opinion. Yeah.
They did do a lot to generate a Republican supermajority, there's no doubt.
Yeah, so you hear me mumbling about it, but you see my point of view. I believe a little competition would go a long way.
Sam from Pike County, I won't always say this, but you're absolutely right. Republicans were more solid.
Gosh, I heard that yesterday or day before. You had to admit Ashley was right. Now, me, Matt, Beeson.
I know.
Bad,
I don't I look. Y'all I look. Just, okay, I figured it out. Y'all are getting up to speed. That's been my goal.
Oh, you an Easter basket, Scott. yeah, man. God bless you. That's all I got, brother. Join the show and we need a little competition would probably
appreciate you.
Air out grievances. Bye.
Well, the Republicans were a little more solid when it was competitive.
Yeah.
Once they got their supermajority, like the overwhelming supermajority, it's just different.
Yeah. This might be a good
They don't have to hold the line. They don't have to. So basically, they just took the place of the old Democrats. They passed almost everything the Democrats used to want to pass. They're trying very hard to pass all the things that the Democrats used to want to pass. And we would kill them off. Kill off their legislation. And then we get in the supermajority, and then our guys. Now, you could make the argument that some of our leadership are actually Democrats, and we just don't understand that they're continuing the heritage. But, competition would help.
I got a question.
Okay.
Okay. I was looking at the House regular calendar. We went through this yesterday.
Regular order calendar.
Okay. That, you know, that big list that they put out of everything that passed out of committee, and then they picked to put it on the special order calendar that actually goes to the floor for a vote.
Yes.
There were a lot of Democrat-sponsored bills on the House regular order calendar.
That's normal.
Okay.
What's sneaky is when they're, because the regular order calendar is in order of how they came out of committee.
Right.
Okay. Is when they pull something like, oh, we can't do a special order today. We'll just go off the regular order calendar. And you're like, uh-oh. What is next up on regular order? And then they don't have to, they're like, oh, we're just doing regular order. We had to get to that Democrat bill.
Yeah, we didn't. Okay. So it's normal for the Republican supermajority to pass Democrat bills out of committee.
Committee, yeah.
And then
never get to them is the way it probably should work. But you just have to worry when they start getting to them or they start.
Well, that's what I'm like. If we're in power.